June 25th, 1986. Garnet Messick and Grace Welch are recording part of the black population of Harrington.
All right, let's start with your name, Walter. Your full name and when you were born.
Walter Ewing.
That's what my brother said his name was.
What is this for?
The Historical Society. We're trying to record some of the black history in the community. Because nobody has ever done it. And we feel it's important. We're going around to all of our black citizens who will let us, who will tell us anything, to record how it was with them in Harrington.
That's right.
You know? Because we think it's important. They're part of the community. This is not just a white community. Right?
Right.
And we'd like to have crafters for our Heritage Day.
Okay. When were you born, Walter?
May.
May? What day?
18th.
May 18th, what year?
1912.
Well, you're a little bit older than I am, hon.
He's only about the same age as Bess.
Yes, just about. Well, when you worked for Garnet's grandfather, you must have been a young boy.
I was.
You lived?
I worked there in 1936.
Do you remember anything they did out there? What was your duties besides working in the field? I'm sure you worked with the vegetables and things.
Oh, yeah.
What did they do? How did they get their plants or things ready for market or whatever?
I went down to the packing house.
You worked at the packing house?
Yeah.
What did they grow then? Asparagus roots, rhubarb,
and
horseradish.
I'm not talking loud enough.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get it up here closer to you because you're very soft voiced. And how did they sell this? By the crate?
Yeah, they sold by, sometimes they have a truck coming down, you know.
Uh-huh. Did they ever take it to Felton, to the train?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And did they ship it to other cities, or
yeah.
How did this go? Do you remember?
I think it went by freight, I think. Sometimes they take it down to the station and ship it off like that, and sometimes they have trucks come in.
Mm-hmm. What was your hours as you worked at this?
Oh, well, we started at 7 and quit at 6.
And what rate of pay?
Long days.
Oh, it was $1.50 a day.
$1.50 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, when you made $1.50 a day, what was rent?
Well, we didn't pay no rent then.
You had a house to live in as part of the...
Back on the farm place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did Grandpa own that farm then?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, what do you remember who he had bought it from?
No.
What it was called? What, you know, usually a house has a, like...
I can't think of the man's name.
I'll have to ask Uncle Vaughn.
Okay. Did you deal any in the tomato seeds? I understand Mr. Austin went around and collected up tomato seeds from factories and places, and then he cleaned them. Did you help do that?
Only when the farmers took in certain kinds, and he knew they were going to take them in, that's when he saved the seeds.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Can you tell me how you did that?
Well, he had a little machine.
Yeah.
Done that. I think Chambers built
it. Uh-huh.
Built a machine for that.
And it cleaned them or dried them?
Cleaned them.
Cleaned them. And then
dried them too.
And then he packaged them up and sold them, I suppose?
Yeah, in the spring.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a good business?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. How many people worked for Mr. Austin besides you?
Well, that was his son, Vaughn, and his children, they helped too. And he had four or five more. certain times he had more, just certain times, you know.
If he was busy, he'd have more help. And you said you got your rent free. Did you also get firewood?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was part of the deal back then, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Take up the down and have it stay.
That's right.
Yes, indeed.
What else can you tell me about life back then?
Well, it wasn't bad. It was good. Oh, that's better than what it is now.
Things weren't so expensive.
No, indeed.
People were friendlier, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, you go to the store and you spend $5 or $6. You had enough money all week.
Today you got to spend 10 times that, right?
You're right. And then you ain't got enough money.
No.
No, yeah.
What else can you tell me? What was the weather conditions then as compared to now? Do you see any difference in the change of the weather?
Yeah, it was. Well, I know we used to come with snow maybe in October, November. It stayed all winter.
Yeah.
Cold.
Yeah. I mean, you got that deep. 2 or 3 feet deep. Walk right on top of it. Over the water fence and everything.
We don't have weather like that now.
Oh, indeed.
Guess it's good we don't. Did you ever go with him when he went, like, down in Virginia? He used to go down in Virginia in places to collect holly to make...
I never went down there.
You never went with him?
We used to get it up here, down in different places.
Go in the woods.
Box holly.
You helped make holly wreaths?
No, I didn't help make it, but I helped cut
it. Helped cut it.
The holly.
What did they use for their switch or frame back then?
Kind of a switch.
Just any kind of a little limb that they
like
could bend?
Maple.
Maple? Uh-huh. What did they get for making a holly wreath back then? Do you know?
No, I don't. I don't know what they got.
Okay. There was a big market for it then up in the city, I expect.
It was, mistletoe and all that stuff.
Now I'm going to ask you something else that doesn't have anything to do with the Austins, but do you remember Fairview Inn?
Who?
Fairview Inn, the hotel out here by the fairground that was owned by Mr. Tharp.
Oh, right over here.
Right. Do you remember it?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me something about it. I can't find anybody who'll tell me anything.
That's when Harry Tharp owned it, wasn't it?
Right. And they tell me that Count Basie and Cab Calloway and some of these big name musicians used to come down here. Yeah. Used to come down here and make music.
Well, I never seen them. I hear them talking about it, but I never was there when they come.
Yeah.
I hear them talk about it afterwards. Because, I mean, I used to go out there pretty often. I was small.
Yeah.
I mean,
was it nice?
Oh, yeah, it was nice.
Was it 2-story or 3-story or just on the ground floor?
It was a big building.
Big building? It's been all torn down and gone now, isn't it?
Right where the pig pens are now.
Oh.
Right there. Because Tharp owned that piece of land right in there, and the fair people bought it from him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mrs. Pollard.
Myrtle Pollard.
She told me she didn't know anything.
Didn't she inherit, wasn't she a stepchild or something of Mr. Thorpe's? And didn't she inherit whatever property was left?
Yeah, what, that lady out there now?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I guess so, far as I know now.
Through her mother.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what else can you tell me now? I know that there's a lot of history that the black people know about that was probably different from what the white people did. know what I mean? There were places down that you probably had for favorite hangouts or whatever, and the white people had a different place because back then everything was segregated.
Yeah, it was.
And tell me a little bit about the conditions. Even though they might not have been quite what we want to hear, we still know it's part of Harrington's history. Or some of the favorite grocery stores or something like that that you dealt with. Is there anything like that you can tell me?
Well, some of the stores, Big Brown used to have the corner store there.
Uh-huh.
Preston Brown.
Yeah, uh-huh. And there was two or three more stores. I can't think of all of them.
Needham used to have a store there, didn't
you? Yeah, Needham.
Now, what kind of store was that?
Finney Needham.
Yeah.
That was a grocery store.
Grocery store?
Grocery store or like a general store, a little bit of everything.
Yeah, that's what it was. A little bit, it wasn't quite a, you know, grocery store. You had a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm.
Now, anytime you can add anything to what he's saying, chime right in, because it looks like his memory needs a little prodding.
I don't know too much of it, because, I mean, at that time, I was...
I told Alex that I was coming and talk to you. You should have had all this thought out. Now you left. After your mother worked for Nat Minna.
Uh-huh.
After your mother died, you went to work for Nat Minna.
Yeah, I did.
You left Grandpop's and went over and worked for Nat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
now, did you live over there?
Yeah.
What did you help Nat do now?
Well, like farming.
Uh-huh.
Milking cows. Doing farm work. That's what I done.
Most every farmer had cows back then,
didn't they?
Yeah. And each little farm was self-sufficient. They raised their own groceries, their own hogs. About the only thing they had to get was flour or salt or something like that.
That's right.
Yeah, that's Ruby remembers going over there and buying eggs. Ruby used to stay out there with Grandpa, and she'd go over there and get eggs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Walk.
Yeah.
It wasn't far across the field.
No, it wasn't.
What kind of crops did Mr. Nat Minner raise besides the dairy? What else did he have?
Corn, wheat, little
did
barley.
Did he sell milk?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not local, I mean, truck picked it up.
No, He hauled it on.
Hauled it in here to Suplee Willis?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The milk plant right here in town, yes.
Yeah, there on Center Street.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's Center Street.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There where Sam's Short Store used to be.
Right
yeah.
Now,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
That was Suplee Willis Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, weather vane's still up there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, still has a cow on the thing.
Mm-hmm. What other crops did Nat grow?
He had hay, like that.
No. How about sweet potatoes? Did he do anything with them?
No, he didn't raise enough for to eat, something like that.
Uh-huh.
He never raised enough.
Did you know Mady and her husband? What was his last name? I've asked.
Burris?
Huh?
Burris. Norman Burris.
Norman Burris. Cows and hay and probably corn.
Uh-huh.
He raised
wheat.
Norman Burris and Mady. Mady worked for Grandmom in the house. And Ted Benson worked there. And Ted used to live at Chimney Hill right next door to us.
Uh-huh.
And I was trying to think what the man's name was. Ruby told me this morning. What would his name have been?
Was he a Benson?
That wasn't his name.
Was it Townsend?
No. Need six of us to keep things to remember.
That's why we have to write this stuff down, because we can't remember that long.
Well, how many acres did you ever hear Grandpa say how many acres he had to till?
No, I never did. I never heard him say.
Can you guess at how many it might have been?
Well,
there was one field there right in front of the house that had 14 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And William said the one year they raised radishes in that field, and they took a wagon and went to town and got people to help, and they come back and got them all pulled and packed them in hampers, bunched them, washed them down in the little branch, you know,
mm-hmm.
packed them in the hamper baskets, and took them to Felton and loaded them on a boxcar. Sent them to the city.
It's interesting.
And then they had another right over on the other end of that, and the house set back in there.
Yeah.
There's a piece of ground across from it, then over the branch where Vaughn is now. Then you own another place over the railroad.
Yeah, that's where you used to live back in there, back where Ruth has her trailer now.
Is that where Ruth got a trailer back there?
She's got her trailer in the woods up front, right along the road.
And she done moved out of her house, huh?
Oh, she's not been there. My sister and her husband have retired there.
Oh, they have, huh?
You'll have to go riding out there. Stop and visit. I'd be tickled to death to see you.
Well, Bessie lives down there.
She lives right over the stream. The little stream is there, and Bess lives on that side of the stream, and Ruby and Fred Minner live on this side.
Mm-hmm. I ain't been down that route. Lord,
well, you're going to have to go out and stop and visit the people, because, you know, I don't care that you're black and they're white. Honey, they know you, and you're like an old part of the family. Don't you know that?
That's true. Uncle Vaughn's doing better than he's ever done in his life. He looks better than he's ever looked. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink. He's had both eyes operated on for cataracts, and he can see good.
So some of these days, you don't know what to do yourself. You and the missus just have to get in the car and wait. Go for a little ride.
Is Paul worth still with you?
Oh, yes. I don't know what he'd do if it wasn't for Paulworth. Mm-hmm. Paulworth does the tilling all the land around, and I guess he tills other lands.
Mm-hmm.
Poor people, you know.
Did Mr. Austin have any special brand name that he put on his products when he shipped them out in crates and things? Did he have any special mark that he put on the crate?
Just H. Austin.
I think that's about all he put on it.
Just H. Austin.
I think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Marglobe tomatoes.
Yeah.
And you know, I couldn't find one of those little packs that he packed the tomatoes in. I've tried, I've asked Uncle Vaughn, I've asked Beth, nobody seems to have any. What I wouldn't give for were just one of those little boxes that...
Well, they probably...
If they come back, then they had to burn them up, you know, because of...
Yeah.
You know, the old seed they had, but I thought maybe there might have been some new boxes like
that.
Well,
they've sold everything.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
And I didn't have enough money to buy nothing.
Well, what else can you tell us about Harrington? How long have you lived in town itself, Walter?
In Harrington?
Uh-huh.
Up and on. Been there all my life.
All your life.
When did you leave Nat Minner's?
I left there in 1953.
So you've been in Harrington ever since?
No, I haven't been in Harrington ever since. Wait a minute. Yeah, pretty nervous since I've been around here. And everything.
What did you do when you left Nats? Were you old enough to retire then?
Oh, no.
No? Where did you go to work then, hon?
I went catching chickens.
Catching chickens? Good money in that, so they tell me.
It was pretty good money then, but a whole lot better now than it was then.
Yeah.
Piece work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember Grandmom? She was Bertha, Bess's mother. She'd get right out there and worked right with them, didn't she?
Yeah.
Saving those seed and drying the seed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did.
She had a lot of get up and go.
Yes, sir.
Grandpa kept her busy going.
Well, can you add anything to what he's told us? Anything else about Harrington? No. Anything else you can think of that might be interesting, Walter?
No, I guess not. About all, I guess.
Did you go to school here in Harrington at all?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Which school did you attend? The one they tore down?
The old school.
Yeah. Yeah. The one where Miss Nellie Rome lives?
Yeah. First one I went to, I'll come down here.
Uh-huh. How many rooms did it have back then?
Two.
Two rooms? One teacher?
Two.
Or two teachers? Two teachers? And how high up did it go?
I think it went about sixth grade,
that's what I would have thought. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you left there, where would you have to go? To the one on West Street that they tore down?
Uh-huh. I think it had three rooms.
Yeah, I believe you're right. It did have. I was in there one time, I remember. Mm-hmm. When they tore it down, they actually moved it back. Mr. Hallie Coleman was going to make a community center or something out of it, wasn't he?
I don't know. Wasn't he?
That's what I heard, and he couldn't get enough help or backing to do it, and it just sat there and rotted down.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Yes, it was.
Because it would have been nice to have had something like that for the young people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think of Harrington today? Cool. Do you think it's going ahead or going back? Is it better or worse?
I don't know. I believe it ain't no better, I don't think.
No worse, not much worse, huh?
No. I think about the same, I guess.
About the same?
Yeah.
What do you think about all this new business that has come into town, like the plastics plant and Burris Foods expanding and the box plant and all of these? Do you think that's any good for the community?
We've lost all our shirt factories.
Seems like we take two steps ahead and one step back, don't
That's
we?
That's right.
Yeah.
Did you ever work in the shirt factory?
No.
So many people did, mm-hmm. You know.
Well, it's going down.
Eh? Yeah.
It's all gone.
All gone. Trying to sell the building.
Hmm.
Well,
did
anything?
You go to the fair?
Oh, I go out there about twice.
Yeah. And lives right across the road from it.
Yeah.
He has enough of it time it gets over.
Well, I'm sure. I do too.
Yeah.
Traffic.
I always try to go the first night of it. Then senior citizen day, I done go out there that day.
Right.
All of it.
Yeah.
You've had it.
Mm-hmm. But it ain't like what it used to be, no way.
No.
No.
Used to be you went out there and you met people you hadn't seen since last year.
That's
right. Sit down and had a good talk and caught up on all the news.
You know, I was thinking the other day, they used to have a big wagon out there, big like a tank wagon. It served almost like orange juice. And that was the only drink Mom would buy for us.
And it always sat in the north end of the grandstand.
She never bought any soft drinks, but she would buy that orange drink for us.
Yeah. It was like a...
Grandma always took us one day because they always had box seats.
Mm-hmm. It was like a great big barrel. That's what it looked like. Yeah. I remember that. Well, Walter, if there's nothing else, I'm going to shut this off and we'll mm-hmm. play some of it back so you can hear what you sounded like, okay?
Okay.